Saturday on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Well, there was a little bit of good news come our way yesterday. It's like an early mark, actually, with the mask requirement. What is it, 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, isn't it? The restrictions we have applied to us at the moment. So we're going to get an update on that in a moment. And the flow on from that, will there be any benefits? You talk to people in, for example, hospitality, generally the hotels around town. They're single-digit figures, occupation at single digits, less than 10%. In many occasions. Some of them have got not one guest in house. So you can imagine how they're coping with great difficulty. Now, it says here, this is Mark Murray in the Cairns Post today, mask wearing and other restrictions will lift early in Cairns and Yarrabah after Queensland recorded no new cases. Yesterday, the Premier said the restrictions, which were slated to ease 4 p.m. Sunday, would now ease 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Masks will no longer be required outdoors. Cairns and Yarrabah community sport will be allowed to restart, and up to 30 visitors will be allowed at homes and in public spaces, while people in the 11 southeast Queensland local government areas must still carry a mask at all times and wear it indoors, unless they can remain 1.5 metres away from other people. Cairns residents won't have to do so. You see, this is interesting. There is a slight difference, discrepancy between us and Brisbane at the moment. Look, how's it going to impact on us? Is there going to be any slight improvement we can look forward to as far as visitation is concerned for these struggling local businesses? I'm about to find out because I've got Michael Healy on the line, the member for Cairns. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
You're in a very strong position to comment on this matter because of your background in tourism. But let's go firstly to, well, the early mark. What is it, 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon? Specifically, what does it mean for us as apart from what it means for Brisbane residents?
Well, John, it's really very positive because I can guarantee you the Premier wouldn't be making these announcements, or she wouldn't be saying that this is taking place without the strong support of the Chief Medical Officer. And I think, you know, we've had over, as I've said before, we've had over 25,000 people in and around our city come and get tested, and that is fantastic. And what we're seeing down south, it looks like we've got a handle on this for the time being. So it is terrific. As of tomorrow at 4 o'clock, we can basically remove the masks. And you're right, I've had a few people ringing about the masks, John. The only places people need to wear masks is if they're going to enter the airport, if they're going on planes. Now, what we're encouraging people, and that is we'd like you to carry a mask with you, and if you're in a crowded shop, for example, tomorrow morning I'll go to my butcher, there'll be four or five of us in there, they're encouraging people to wear masks, but it's not mandated. So there's nothing mandated. If you want to throw your mask away at 4 o'clock, you can, but we're just encouraging people. So that's where we go there. But the best thing that this provides, John, is the southeast Queensland. Now, what we do know is that the lifting of these restrictions, we go from stage one right through to stage three. So fundamentally, the only other protocols in place outside of those masks, which you mentioned were a little bit different down in the southeast, is there's going to be restrictions in relation to how many people can go into bars, clubs and restaurants. And that'll be administered and managed by the proprietors and the staff in those places. And this is how we, you know, it's just all part of a slow releasing of getting more people together. And so that'll take a little bit of time, but I'm confident moving forward we'll see those measures eased as we have in the past. But the real benefit, and it comes to your point as you touched on about what's happening around town. Now, I, like you, just I'm startled. I have every day for the last week, I have been out around town. I've been walking around. I've been talking to shopkeepers. I've been meeting with marine operators. I've been talking to hoteliers. I've been talking to small business operators. Yeah. It's an absolute tragedy. But the benefit of this early release is that there are airlines that are absolutely desperate to be flying. Now, in the past, we've been saying them to fly to our destinations. With our two major economies being fundamentally Sydney and Melbourne shut down, airlines are saying, we're ready to go anywhere. So I can say that once we see at 4 o'clock tomorrow, people in the southeast will be encouraged. They will be able to get on a plane and come to Cairns as we will be able to go down. Now, whilst we didn't mandate people not moving around during the last week, what we have said is we would prefer people to stay at home. Now, I should have done some travelling. I should have gone out west. I should have gone up into the Cape. I haven't. because of the suggestions. I will now, next week, be able to start travelling, and I'm confident that we'll see tourists saying, okay, in the southeast, we're going to get out of here. It's still cold down there. We're going to get up to Cairns. And the other thing is that with our lifting of these restrictions, we've already lifted our restrictions to South Australia. So we're hoping that South Australia will say, yep, okay, Queensland is back on the radar. We can access Queensland. But not only that, John, my discussions with the Minister for Tourism and some of the senior people in the government in relation to that area, we've been saying when Melbourne, regional Victoria, not Melbourne itself, but regional Victoria opens, why can't we have flights from Avalon into Cairns? Why can't we have flights from regional Victoria into regional Queensland if they're concerned about other destinations? So this is something we've been working on. I'm confident that with the easing of these restrictions, we will see capacity grow, and we will start to see what we saw before. We just start to see those numbers slowly come back. And this really, I mean, apart from the government handing money out, which is just, it can't go on forever, what will save us and these businesses will be people getting off planes and coming into our city. Mm. And we know that that airport is fundamental to our economic success, and we know it's vitally important for jobs and a whole lot of other economic activity. So I'm confident these measures will start to see us get a lot closer to that point, John, than we were a week ago.
Now, we can forget our masks from 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Specifically, though, you're saying people in Brisbane will be booking for flights after 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon into Cairns. Is that what you're saying?
I'm suggesting that it would be possible. My discussions with the airlines, and I know that there are people in the tourism department that have been talking to airlines, is that they have got, as we all know, they've got billions of dollars worth of equipment, plant and equipment sitting around. They are keen to get up and get operating as quick as they can. Mm. So with the restriction or the encouragement of people being try to keep your travel limited. Now we're saying, okay, you can start to travel. I'm confident, and what I'm hearing, the airlines are keen to get operating, and this is where we'll hopefully start to see more planes landing with more people, because there have been concerns about planes landing here coming up from Brisbane over the week. I've had people ringing saying, we're getting concerned, why aren't the planes stopped? Well, now that things are looking good, we need to ramp it up. It must be a little frustrating for the airlines, as it is for a lot of businesses. You know, one day you're open, next day you're not. You can work, you can't work, holding your staff. Unfortunately, these are the idiosyncrasies of a pandemic.
Now, while I've got you there too, you'd be aware of this discussion about, well, establishing a hub. We hear about the success of the hub concept down in Brisbane now. Of course, people are talking about thousands, not hundreds, but thousands of people, extra people getting the jab. We've got to hurry this up. We've been discussing something more central here whereby more people could have access to the jab. Fundamentally, a walk-in arrangement, actually, with some frills, obviously. But as we've heard Trent Toomey recently, Nick Lucas talking about that opportunity here for people that struggle. And you're interested in this, aren't you? What might be possible and what might not be possible as far as the hub is concerned for us here in Cairns?
You're absolutely right, John. We need to have a central facility to enable those people who have either had just the one shot or need to begin the process of vaccination.
Yeah.
And as we discussed yesterday, this is something that is being discussed at the highest levels. I note that I think it was literally at 10 o'clock this morning, the Premier has announced. The good thing is, John, we've had another double digit, no local coronavirus at all, and none in quarantine, which is terrific. But she was standing out the front of a Logan Entertainment Centre. And I've got to say, I did just text the member for Logan and said, I didn't even know they had an entertainment centre. But they are getting vaccinations, significant numbers there. So I would expect that we would be able to make an announcement in the near future where we would have a facility somewhere central in our city that will enable us to be able to vaccinate as many people as we can. This has always been a priority for the Health Minister and the Premier, because we know that in the wet season, you know, we can only imagine what sort of wet season we're going to have, but we need to make sure that all of the vaccinations that we can get done prior to that need to be done. It's a priority. So I'm confident we need to find a facility in our CBD or within the boundaries of our CBD where we can process as many people as possible. Now, I don't think it'd be helpful if I started throwing out suggestions now. I think the most important thing is that Queensland Health are looking at a number of sites. We're talking to the Minister about a number of sites. Once the vaccines arrive on bulk, I'm confident we will be able to come out and say, yep, we've got a place, everybody can centralise on this one point, and we will be able to disseminate vitally through the community these jabs that we need.
Well, I've got you there too, because you're often in the CBD, and there's a lot of talk there in the Canterbury today about how dead as a doornail it is. There's one suggestion, oh, it's all about the masks. You know, no one wants to go to the CBD because of the mask-wearing rules. Well, they come to an end tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Do you see that it's possibly a turning point? You've got lots of people like the Chamber of Commerce here saying it's just awful for the shopkeepers in the city. Businesses have got no confidence of when the tide will turn back in their favour. What are your thoughts?
John, I can tell you from the amount of people that contact my office here, whether they ring in or whether they write to me or whether they send an email, there is an enormous amount of concern regarding people getting COVID. So I think what's happened is while there's even a hint of it out there in the community, people are more likely to stay at home. And we know, like every other part of this beautiful country of ours, we have an ageing population. And I think you'll find that I know that in my area where I live, some of my neighbours have said to me, look, I'm not going anywhere until this has been identified that it's not in town. So I think that there is generally, through the community, there is an element of concern. Secondly, I think, maybe mask. I mean, I saw a person who appears regularly on your show, John, walking through town yesterday without a mask. I was happy to give Danny a mask and help him out.
That was a big dob in.
I know. But look, I did it the other day. I got out of the car and I took about 10 steps and thought, oh, damn it. And I ran back to the car. But you know, I know it's not intentional, but I think that would play into it. But I think the bigger issue is you know, I've got in-laws that live to the south of here down Tullyway. They won't come to Cairns at the moment because there's a potential threat. So I think that whilst there's this potential threat, that impacts consumers. But I'm so pleased that at 4 o'clock tomorrow, we will see an easing of what is those very, very obvious ones like the masks, because we have done a terrific job. And, John, the other thing I wanted to say was, because I hear this from a number of people, you know, you've only got to look at the images on your TV about, you know, Afghanistan and the amount of uncertainty. I think right now I'm encouraging people, it's okay not to be okay. It's okay to have concerns. We've got Lifeline, we've got Beyond Blue, we've got helplines. I encourage people to use those, but it's okay because there is a lot of uncertainty. There's no need to sort of lose it over this. I can guarantee you, regardless of who you vote for, the government has the number one priority is your safety, and we're doing everything we can do to get through this, and we're going to help businesses where we can. But I just want people to know that there are these lifelines out there. There are these numbers that they can contact, because mental health is absolutely fundamental. And I know, I've got a sister who's in Paddington in Sydney, and she's going into a ninth week of lockdown. I get it. We know we've had a small hint of it here. We need to make sure that people are aware that it's okay if you're a little bit stressed. It's all right if this environment is, because it's not natural for us to be like this.
Sure.
And I just want people to know that there are lots of opportunities out there, and you know, we're doing everything to get through it as best we can. But I want to thank everyone also for their help, because we've still got over 1,000 people in our city and region that are actually in home quarantine, and it must be frustrating for them, but I can't thank them enough for keeping all of us safe.
Good on you, Michael. Thank you.
Thanks, John. All the best.
Member for Cairns, Assistant Minister, Tourism, Industry, Development, Michael Healy.